When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the over-the-top studios at Scratch Labs in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. This is Ram Radio. We're on the line with Vic Armijo talking dark horses for the 2016 Race Across America. How you doing, Vic?
Good. Getting excited. We're, 11 days off?
Wow, that fast.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many favorites this year, and there are a lot of people who could break the party. Let's go ahead and talk about the field. It's wide open. Take it away.
Well, this is the first time in quite a while that there hasn't been a returning champion racing. Strasser, of course, is still recovering from getting hit by a car last September. Severin Zotter isn't going to be here. He just became a father back in April and has other duties on his mind. And so we've got Gerhard Gulewicz and David Hosse and Mark Pattinson and Marco Ballo, all riders who have gotten as high as second place and all riders who've had their personal best Ram finish be between 8 days 20 hours and 9 days 2 hours. So, I mean, that's a little too close to call among that four. But there are others to look at, too. Specifically, Ralph de Zeviscourt, or Dizzy as his friends call him. He's from Luxembourg, and he's last year's winner of Tortur, which, of course, is sort of Switzerland's version of Ram. That race is about 1,000 miles, but it's got a lot of climbing, as you can imagine. It's in the Swiss Alps. And he's last year's winner. And looking back at recent history, we had, of course, a rookie last year, Severin Zotter, who came and won Ram, and he had won Tortur the year before. And going back to 2012, we have Reto Schock, who, of course, won that year and had won Tortur the year before that. So if history repeats itself, we could have the first Luxembourg finisher and first Luxembourg winner if that plays out. But and I don't want to put too much pressure on Ralph, but you know that's those are the facts we're looking at.
And also with the women's field, Tortur has been a very significant predeterminer, it seems.
Yeah, Trix Zagen, who won the women's solo Ram in, 2013, I think, whichever year it was, 2012 or 2013. Yeah, she'd won Tortur the year before that. And so we've got Nicole Reist from Switzerland, who won last year's Tortur. She's racing in the under 50, where she's going to be squaring off with Juliana Buring, who has quite the Palmeiras, even though she hasn't done head-to-head racing so much. But she's the Guinness World Book record holder for a woman to circumnavigate the globe, and she's also done the the race in Europe, the Transalp, I believe.
Transcontinental?
Transcontinental here in the U.S. So, and those are self-supported. So the whole having a follow car thing is new for her, but she's shown that she's got the determination, the guts, and some of the speed. We'll see how much speed she's got, since she really hasn't squared off against any of the races that we know and know what they're capable of. So she could be a surprise.
Now, there are some rookie men that come to mind, too. Michael Conti, very strong.
Yeah, last year's Raw winner. He's from Park City, Utah, about 6 hours above where I live. And he's been posting some good results. He's done the, what do they call it, the Saint Descenders. He raced from St. George here in Utah to Las Vegas. And then they've done the Salt to Saint, which goes from Salt Lake City to St. George. And those races are run in the summertime. So the 100 degrees, 105 degrees, 110 degrees that the racer is going to experience in the first few days of Ram are familiar territory for him.
And the climbing. I mean, the guy is phenomenal in the mountains as well. Ray Brown, 50-plus, he could do very well.
Yeah, Ray's done some good results. I think we've seen him at Sebring and some of the other U.S. events, and he's posted some good things. Morten, I can't even say his last name, but he's Danish. He's coming back. This is his third try. Nice guy. He doesn't have any designs on taking the win, but he just wants to finish. He wants to be the first Dane to finish in the 50-plus, and another Danish rider, Polly Nielsen's in the same category, and he wants to be the first one to finish. Polly was with us in 2013 or 14 and didn't finish, so there's never been a Danish rider with a 50-plus finish, and both these guys want to be the first, so that's going to be an interesting race within the race to watch.
Who's the oldest rider in the field this year, in the solo field?
That would be Sergei Zimin, the Russian who actually rides in the HPV category, the human-powered vehicle category. He's got that titanium recumbent that he built himself, and I think this is his fourth consecutive time back. The best he's done, I think he's gotten to beyond Durango, but he's tenacious. He comes back every year to give it another go.
Now we do
interesting guy. Yeah, he's ridden all over Australia and done a lot of adventure things, and he's well prepared for the heat. He rides in SPB sandals and has Lawrence of Arabia thing coming off the back of his helmet to cover his neck and shoulders. Fun guy.
We do have a returning champion, Shauna Hogan, multi-time champion, record holder, and she's going for the 50-plus record this year, correct?
Yeah, and she's also wants to get the unprecedented seventh win. Nobody has six other than her, and she wants to get that seventh. And something she's been working at for a while. She first came back she first came back for Raw, and I believe it was 2012, and then has had a couple of three attempts at Ram and just hasn't quite been able to pull it together. She had lung issues 1 year. Last year she had saddle sores, which has never plagued her before. And by Kansas, she'd finally had enough, and they called in a DNF. And 24 hours later, she jumped back in the race and was doing well for a bit, but it just wasn't in the cards what she was doing in that second try. Those saddles you see advertised, like in the back of Parade magazine and the like, where it's got two big old cushions, one for each cheek.
Sounds like an easy
seat. She was using one of those. An easy seat, yeah. She was using one of those for a while, but the way you sit on that, there's no support towards the front. And so on the aero bars, all of her weight was on her shoulders and arms, and she could only really do that for about an hour. And then she would switch back to the standard bike until her nether regions couldn't handle that anymore, and she'd switch back to the easy seat back and forth an hour at a time. And she was actually making pretty good progress, but in the end they decided it's just too far. She was, I think, well into Missouri at that time, and then DNF for good. But she says she's got the whole saddle sore issue solved. She declined to elaborate on what she's doing. She's kind of keeping it a secret as to what her saddle sore prevention routine is going to be, but I've got good confidence in her. I think we're going to finally see her make it all the way to Annapolis on her second Ram career.
So how about a division that has really picked up in the last couple of years, men 60-plus?
Well, first off, we've got to talk about Valerio Zamboni. It's good to see him healed up and back. He's had a rough go the last few years. He's had some injuries. Last year, he took a tumble. think it was about a week out from Ram. He was already in the U.S. He was riding in Palm Springs and hit a pothole, fell off his bike, and landed on the curb and broke 7 or 8 ribs. Ended up in the hospital, of course. They let him out like the day before Ram, and he came out to the start to see everybody off. It was good to see him there, but he was obviously in a lot of pain. But no big surprise, he was back on the bike within a few weeks, actually a little bit sooner than the doctor wanted him to be back on the bike, and got back to training and did a couple of events late in the season and is back trim fit and ready to give it another go. We've also got in the field from Canada, racing as Ram for Radiation, Mark Herbst. Don't know much about him. He's on my list of people I want to talk to and get an interview for our Facebook and Ride Farther website before the start. And it's kind of the same situation with Marshall Reeves in the category. He's an American rider whose name has been around ultra cycling in recent years quite a bit. I think he's done Sebring and some of the other higher profile ultra cycling events in the U.S. And yeah, I'm going to reach out to him and find out a bit more about him and let our readers know about him.
Just sounds like a really exciting race this year. That kind of wrap it up for the solo field for you, and maybe next time we can talk about the relay teams?
There's some excitement in the relay teams. There always is. So, yeah, George, why don't we wrap it up, and we'll talk soon about the teams.
Well, Vic Armijo, thanks very much for joining us. Always love reading your articles. You do such a great job for Ram, and that is not kissing up to you. I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you, George. I do it year-round now, and I love doing it.
From the Over the Top Studios at Scratch Labs in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas for Ram Radio.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.